The appeal of the Constitutional Court contained the grievance we have with regard to the result proclaimed by the Senate. We dispute the result because of their fraudulent nature and the inconsistencies we have detected. We have documented all the problems with irrefutable evidence. We are waiting for the court to say the laws with a party. Even if we doubt it impartiality, we still take this legal step. Social peace and the stability of our country are at stake.
Do you think, Usman, that the Constitutional Court is independent enough, or this is just a formality?
No one believes in the independence of the courts and its impartiality. It's important to remember that is illegal allowed the Senate to ignore constitutional provision to meet the requirement of former President Alpha Conde. This court has taken actions that make it possible to doubt it. It is up to her to prove her independence by saying the law objectively.
Mr. Selu Dalein Diallo met with the delegation of ECOWAS, African Union, and the United Nations. How would you describe that meeting?
President-elect Selu Dalein Diallo actually met the delegation who came to listen to the protagonist. He took the opportunity to regret the absence of this institution in the Guinean crisis during the later. Even tough, all the indicators showed an exacerbation of political tension in the country. Unlike Mali, we have not received the attention of ECOWAS and the African Union.
What is the mood of Mr. Diallo himself after this election, considering that this was perhaps his third try for the presidency?
He is confident and grateful to the people of Guinea, who have kindly trusted him by electing him on this third attempt. As soon as he takes office, he will work to reconcile the Guinean in a kind of true justice and reconciliation to ensure that we get back on a good footing. A divided society cannot develop harmoniously. We remain hopeful that the former president will have the wisdom to acknowledge the defeat and avoid a dramatic crisis in our country.